The government is promising to hire almost 700 new frontline staff for corrections, including 470 new prison officers. It's spending $1.9 billion on more prison beds, prison officers and rehabilitation over the next 4 years. Minister for Corrections Mark Mitchell says the money will also mean pay increases to retain staff. Well, with us now is the president of the Corrections Association, Floyd Duplessis. Kia ora, good morning, Floyd.
Good morning, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, your initial reaction to this package and what it will mean for corrections staff?
A lot of aspects of the package do sound good. Some of the changes absolutely are needed. We absolutely do need additional frontline staff. The concern we have is that the department themselves haven't been in contact with us directly to be able to discuss this. Now, I will acknowledge that Minister Mitchell has been in contact to let us know what's happening, but the department has chosen not to, and that's where the concern lies. They're promising these 1,000-odd roles for frontline, but there's no detail in that, and that's what concerns us. Because is that new, or is that purely to address the shortfall that already exists? And that's something that often gets missed in detail with these announcements. And so that's something we need them to dig into.
What is the shortfall?
So at the moment, the shortfall sits around 400 to 500. But again, it's something that's very hard to get a clear number on due to the fact that we are sitting with a shortfall of staff and a ballooning staffing crisis, prisoner number crisis. And so what that creates is it creates uncertainty with what rosters are meant to be followed and what numbers prisons are meant to be implementing on their sites. And so the number for recruitment is not exactly a clear-cut answer at the moment. The department can't give us that.
So what you're saying, you're not sure whether this is a net figure, if you like. It's not just replacing, because you've got attrition and all those factors. You're not clear whether this is an additional number or making up for that shortfall.
And that's exactly it. We don't know that, and that's because the department, A, they can't give us a clear answer on that, and they haven't been in contact with this specific announcement. There's also the aspect of they've announced that there's additional funding there for wages to recruit and retain. The problem with that announcement is they've announced that, but they haven't been in contact with us at all in terms of that. So how do we have certainty that this is an announcement with substance? We've over the last couple of years, put through proposals to the department to ask them for additional money for staff in specific areas to help with recruitment and retention, and they've been shot down. So if this is an announcement with substance, then I expect a phone call from someone over the next day.
Just to be clear, Floyd, you're saying you had no idea this was coming and you don't believe there were enough details with the announcement yesterday?
No, we don't.
The minister did say, in terms of applications, that they'd had almost 20,000 applications for jobs, 130 correction officers a month were being trained, that they were outpacing attrition. Is that your experience?
Yes. So there definitely has, over the last 4-5 months, there definitely has been an increase in recruitment and a slight decrease in attrition. So that has improved, and we do support that.
What do you make of this increase in prisoner beds? Obviously, the government has signalled it wants tougher penalties and it's preparing for the prospect of potentially putting more people behind bars. But this idea, I guess, of a, you could almost call it a mega prison at Waikaria Prison, is that something that the prison officers support?
Unfortunately not. So the idea of building more beds is a need, absolutely, and we do support that. We do have grave concerns for the Waikaria build itself.
Why?
The reason I say that is purely we're talking about building the country's largest prison in an area that doesn't have a very large population. And so we're concerned about staffing this prison already, let alone an expansion, purely down to the population that's in that Waikaria area is very small. And how are you going to staff this?
You mean people will have to move to the area and then get housing and those sort of things? That's your worry. It's not about the concept of a mega prison.
No, it's not the concept. The concept in theory has merit because you can design it to house and manage people far better and put better things in place. The concern is the location. Given the location, even if you get people to apply and move, there's no infrastructure and housing there to support that. So it's just not possible.
What about the issue of double bunking? The minister yesterday saying he hoped he didn't need to do that, but was prepared to do that if necessary. Is that something that the prison officers have concerns about?
Yes, double bunking is always something we have serious concern about. Double bunking creates a lot of tension. It creates a lot of trauma for people that are in those cells. Yes, there are occasions where double bunking is beneficial, when you have two individuals that know each other and they feel it's a support system. But as a general rule, double bunking only creates trauma, it only creates extra work, and it is something that at all costs we want to avoid.
Thank you for your time this morning, Floyd Duplessis, the president of the Corrections Association. We'll hear from the Minister for Corrections a little bit later in the program, and also the Prime Minister too.